Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, as always, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, glad to be here. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. We are here on the last day of May, and well, that has a lot of different meanings because Friday Fest is tonight, so it's very exciting. We'll talk about that in a minute. The grocery bill roundup just finished this past Monday, and so this was kind of the next big thing to generate money for the 4th of July fireworks. That's only about a month away, so obviously, you know, this was between Hy-Vee and Fairway, and you could round up at the register and stuff like that. So why don't you tell us how much money was made?
Yeah, that's right. So this week feels a little weird after Memorial Day, yeah. And we're at the end of May and everything, but glad to be where we're at right now. So thank you everyone that helped supported the grocery bill roundup. Together, we raised $1,120.87. Most of that was over at Fairway, so $880 there and $234 over at Hy-Vee. But every little bit counts when it comes to the fireworks drive. And that's what's so important about the grocery bill roundup is that it's literally pennies that get added up. And $1,000 is $1,000 going towards our overall goal of $18,000. So we are still a little shy of that goal for this year, but our total right now is $16,602.01. So that's where we're at for this year's fireworks. We do have some carryover from last year, so I'm not too worried about that. But for this year's fundraising goal, we are a little bit shy from that. So if anyone feels the call to donate to that, we're open to that, and then be ready on the 4th of July for the Bucket Brigade that is in the parade. We split that with the junior class that is fundraising for the after prom. So they're the boots on the ground or the heels on the ground sometimes I've seen. And they'll be collecting donations that will support the after prom as well as the fireworks. So be ready for that.
Awesome. And did you have numbers with how much was made last year with the Bucket Brigade?
Yeah, so the Bucket Brigade last year raised about $1,800, or just shy of that, and then again split between the two meant that about $875 went to both groups. And so there again, it's an example of how a little bit from each person adds up and helps support local causes.
Awesome. Okay, so be looking forward to that. Again, that'll be on the 4th of July. So Lindsay, thank you so much for talking about that. And now, obviously, we'll get to, like I mentioned at the top, Friday Fest going on tonight at Patti Park and kind of the kickoff here to the summer. I know we've been talking about it for a while, but are you all ready to go?
I am ready. I'm looking forward to tonight's Friday Fest. You know, it's 1 week earlier this year, but I'm ready for the summer to get started. And it'll be nice for us to kind of split that up. Usually it's the first Farmers Market and Friday Fest and Kids Fest all back to back 3 days in a row, which is fun, but I'm looking forward to spacing it out just a little bit. So yes, tonight is Friday Fest, 6 to 9:30 p.m. at Patti Park. We have Ruckus playing and they're just a local band that brings the crowd. And so we are looking forward to a fun night to kick off the summer. This is a free event. It's family friendly. It's a bring your own basket and lawn chair type event. So beer and wine are permitted, just no glass bottles in the park. You are welcome to bring basically whatever, yard games, things like that. But we do have 5 food vendors, so come hungry. We have the Perry Fire Department doing their grill out, Perry Music Department doing a mac and cheese bar, Perry Middle School Softball doing brownie sundaes, Lorena is doing her pupusas, the Hangout Diner is having popcorn and funnel cakes and walking tacos. So there's a little bit of everything for whoever is hungry, whether you're staying for the music or not. Plenty of food. And then we also have some kids activities. So from 6 to 8, there'll be barrel rides for the young kiddos. 6 to 8, there will be the foam party. And then 8:30 to 9:30 will be glow foam. So once it starts getting dark, foam will actually start glowing. This has been really popular at some of our past events at Kids Fest and RVTV. Really a lot of fun watching the kids and adults playing with the foam as well.
Right.
But the glow foam, I'm told, might stain clothing. So just be aware of that. But they'll have some, you know, change of clothes as well and towels for kids too. So yeah, a big thank you to all of the sponsors that helped make this possible for live music in the park and kids activities. And we just hope people come out and enjoy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just want to let our audience know that Raccoon Valley Radio, we will be there with Big Red Radio from 4 to 6 p.m. So before things get going, kind of as a pre-game or whatever, if you will. And yeah, so really looking forward to that. Lindsay, thank you so much for going over that. And now let's just roll on to the next thing. You mentioned the farmers market. Yeah, that is now under a week away, as that is this next Thursday.
Yes, that's right. So I'm very excited. You know that I love the farmers market. So Thursday, yeah. June 5th is our first Thursday of the month. And so we have the farmers market 4 to 7 p.m. and that will go on every week now through September. The third Thursday special events will continue. So we'll have the public safety night on Thursday, June 19th. So just a great chance to get some locally grown produce, fresh baked goods, handcrafts, all of those things. So it usually takes a little bit for a lot of the vegetables to come on, but you've got your kind of late spring, early summer things coming on now. And then a lot of our vendors have, you know, hoop houses and things, so they're able to get some fresh items even sooner. So really great lineup of vendors so far. So I'm excited to have some returning, some new vendors, a great variety. Iowa PBS Kids will be coming back on the second and fourth Thursday of the month. So lots of activities, and hope everyone can come out, check it out. It's just a good community gathering space. So it's really fun to see people take part in that way too.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Lindsay, coming up here in the first half of June is Perry Bingo. And so I know you've also been, amongst everything else, gearing up for this.
Yes, that's right. So we're doing something new this year, kind of a shop local, dine local, enjoy local themed activity. So promoting some local businesses. We have 24 participating businesses, Perry Bingo. So five over, five across, you know, a bingo card. Yeah. The one free spot, of course. And we've got 10 different cards out there. So you can pick it up at participating businesses like the shops and restaurants, make a purchase, dine in and get a stamp, fill up your card, you know, five squares up, down, side to side, diagonal. Gives you a chance to win some Perry Bucks, as well as Blackout as well, if you make it to all of the spots. So that'll be going through June 14th. So we're excited to have that kind of shop local promotion going on now.
Absolutely. And for those that are looking for the participating businesses, where can they find those?
Yeah, so we've got a Facebook event page. It's also on our community calendar, kind of the usual suspects participating. Okay. So pick up some cards there. And there are some different versions of cards. So if you're playing with friends, you can kind of take bets on who gets their bingo first, even if you go to all the same places. So it's a little bit different than, you know, the chocolate walk or peppermint walk, but kind of just having some fun with it. Who doesn't love bingo? So yeah, excited about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for talking about that. And I mean, there's always so much going on. Don't want to forget about, there is a ribbon cutting coming up next Friday.
Yes. So next Friday, June 6th, 11 a.m., the Hangout Diner. So we're excited to officially welcome them. They've been open for a little while now, but officially as chamber members and ready for that ribbon cutting now. So 11 a.m. next Friday, join us for that. It's always exciting when we can kind of introduce formally and welcome a new business.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've had some of their food. It is absolutely delicious. So Lindsay, anything else? Well, there's always anything else, but I guess before we let you go, what else did you want to talk about?
Yeah, there's always something going on. So check out the community calendar, things like that. Get ready for Kids Fest next Saturday at the library, 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. You know, Perry Lutheran Homes now has a summer concert series. There's different educational programs and bingo, all of the fun stuff. So get out there and enjoy.
Well, thank you so much. Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Lindsay, always appreciate you. I know, it's things just roll off the tongue. You're so busy. I understand.
Lots going on, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Again, our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.